The state school superintendent in Georgia took up a challenge when she went on TV. She took part in a game show on Fox. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Apparently she was, since she won $1 million. She pledged her winnings to three public schools. But keeping $1 million may not be as easy as winning it. From Georgia Public Broadcasting, Susanna Capoluto explains why creditors say the money belongs to them.
Before Kathy Cox, there had never been $1 million winner on the show Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
You are the first person that ever gets to say this. There's the camera.
Hi, I'm Kathy Cox, Georgia State Superintendent, and I am smarter than a fifth grader.
When the show aired last year, Cox promised the money to three public schools for blind and deaf students, including the Atlanta Area School for the Deaf. In the school's gym, the basketball team is shooting hoops. The athletes communicate by waving their hands and grunting. The coach is a volunteer, and the school has no workout equipment. Athletic director Reginald Best says the team's uniforms are secondhand. He's deaf and speaks through an interpreter.
Most of the uniforms that we have, sort of hand-me-downs, don't fit the kids. They're kind of squeezed into some of the uniforms, and it's a little bit embarrassing for them when they go to play other teams.
The school planned to buy new uniforms with part of the winnings, but it is competing with dozens of creditors of Kathy Cox's husband, John. He's a home builder and filed for bankruptcy after his wife's TV appearance. Atlanta's slow housing market left him and his wife $3.5 million in debt. She'd co-signed many of the loans. Alex Steele is a lawyer for the bankruptcy trustee. He says regardless of what Kathy Cox said on the show, the contract she signed with Fox TV says the money is hers.
The terms of the agreement are that prize money won is income to the recipient, subject to taxation.
Teal says it's a simple contract law issue, and $1 million would be the Cox's only asset. But for some in the deaf community, it's a moral issue. About 24 hearing-impaired people marched recently in a quiet circle outside the bankruptcy trustee's office. They hoisted signs that said, $1 million belongs to the deaf children, and robbing from the blind, shame on you. Georgia state officials have vowed to fight for $1 million. Russ Willard is with the state attorney general's office.
The state of Georgia's position is that Superintendent Cox was invited to appear on this game show solely in her official capacity as school superintendent. And accordingly, the winnings belong to the Department of Education for the benefit of those three schools.
For her part, Superintendent Cox says she never considered the winnings to be her money. But she does remember signing documents before the show.
I'm not a lawyer. I'm not an attorney. And so, you know, I basically was just cooperating and thinking I was signing what, you know, everybody signs.
Fox TV plans to pay $1 million to the bankruptcy court, where a judge will decide whether Georgia or creditors will get the money. For NPR News, I'm Susanna Capoluto in Atlanta.